I'm reading a book this week. Yeah, a real one. Not an audiobook, not an ebook, but a Gutenberg Ink on the Papyrus novel that's 500 plus pages. I can guess what you're thinking. I'm missing 500 cat videos, nature flicks, influencer suggestions, and who knows what else on TikTok, X, or Instagram. I got friends now who can't wade through a 2-paragraph email, not after Twitter convinced them less is more, or at least enough. Without ratcheting into an essay on loss of concentration, short attention spans, ADHD, and the evils of social media, I just wonder how libraries still survive, or bookstores, or the U.S. Post Office. When was the last letter you got? How about the last letter you ever wrote? And no, that Christmas card with your signature on the bottom does not count. Forget about claiming your name has 6 letters in it. Don't gaslight me. Sure, by year's end, AI will write whatever you want for you. Even write a 500-page novel, or a poem, a short story, an essay, lyrics to a song, and the music too. The tech boys will tell you this is the brave new future. Faster, better, way more intelligent. Oh, I know, at first we'll tell ourselves the bots are merely an adjunct to human creativity, an appendage, not a crutch. And anyway, you can probably tell the difference, poor quality. So you think. But have no doubt, the machines will go beyond mere mimicry. They'll learn our tricks, and then they'll become, for want of a technical term, creative. What, you think humans are that special? So okay, maybe I read books to escape the world I see passing me on the shoulder of the digital highway. When I find out the author isn't human, just a box of algorithms, those cat videos may look damn tempting. Of course, by then, the bots will probably be making those too.